Going to summer camp is a tradition for many American youngsters. They can hike in the woods, play games, get mosquito bites, tell scary stories around a campfire. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji visited a summer camp near Cumberland, Maryland, where youngsters do all that and also visit their fathers in a maximum security prison.
Did you feed my cow?
Yeah, man.
Did you feed my cow?
Yeah, man.
Welcome to Camp Hope, and the smells of smoke, mosquito repellent, and grilled meat, and the sounds of campfire songs and corny jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Darren.
Darren who?
I'm daring you to tell a funnier knock, knock joke than this.
We've been having campfires. We've been on a hayride. We made tie-dye shirts.
Ray John Barnhill is 13, and this is his first time at summer camp.
I've been seeing mountains. All these different animals.
Like what?
Like bears, skunks. I don't see skunks that much, but
he doesn't see his dad that much either.
But I was a kid when he was home.
When did he leave? How old are you?
I think like 2.
Rajon's dad is an inmate at the Western Correctional Institution, a state prison in Cumberland, Maryland. He's serving 59 years for attempted murder. Rajon, or Ray Ray, as everyone here calls him, says he saw his dad once in 2012 on Family Day. This week, he boards a van from camp to the prison to see his dad every day.
I'm kind of mad because I don't want to go yet. I want to stay for at least 2 more days.
How many days has it been?
Well, 4 days, tomorrow 5 days.
Kobe Goodall, the kid telling knock-knock jokes. Well, this is his third and last Camp Hope. He's 15 and too old to come back. His dad, Carlos Goodall, is serving 13 years for robbery and drug possession.
Even though it's 15 days out of 3 years, I feel like, man, we've been talking for months. It really has changed my life.
Inmates usually find out about the program through word of mouth or prison social workers. Dads are eligible if they have clean conduct for a year and take a parenting class. Kobe says his dad called him out of the blue from prison to invite him.
He apologized for not being there for me, and that made me, I wouldn't say it made me have sympathy for him, but it made me like want to do it and, you know, want to make an attempt at giving us a relationship.
Tomorrow's also a real hard day because it's emotional. We're saying goodbye to our dads and all that. But if we can get some rest tonight, it'll make tomorrow a lot easier.
Director and founder of Hope House, Carol Fenley, says some parting words before she puts out the last campfire. Fenley started working with incarcerated dads 15 years ago after a big prison outside Washington, D.C. closed. Thousands of inmates were sent to far-flung institutions, making it hard for relatives to visit. She wanted to keep families connected and says there were summer camps like this for incarcerated moms, but nothing for dads. Now she runs 3, one in North Carolina, 2 in Maryland, and has partners in New Hampshire, Texas, and California.
All right. Y'all ready to say goodbye to the last campfire?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
For African-American children, 25.1%. will have their father sent to prison at any point between their birth and their 14th birthday. So that's fully 1 in 4 children.
Chris Wildeman is a professor at Cornell who co-wrote Children of the Prison Boom, Mass Incarceration and the Future of American Inequality. Wildeman says he was shocked by the lack of research on how the jump in prison rates for African-American fathers affects kids. And he says the same can be said about programs designed to help these children.
It makes it really difficult to know whether they're good for kids on average or bad for kids on average, if there are specific types of kids or specific types of dads that they seem to work really well for.
Wildeman says black children with a dad in prison are 65% more likely to be living in a homeless shelter or on the streets. He says behavioral problems rise sharply, too. Hope House founder Carol Fenley says she may not have the hard data to prove it, but she's certain her summer camp program is making a difference.
Next.
Camp Hope kids line up in front of the prison metal detector at 8:30 a.m. sharp for their last day at camp. For a group of 9 to 15-year-old girls and boys, it's quiet. But once they get into the prison library and reconnect with their dads, the mood shifts. They're making last-minute touch-ups to huge murals of their perfect days together. A safari scene where a father-daughter are riding an elephant. Another father and daughter sunbathing in the Bahamas. Kobe Goodall and his dad Carlos play football.
You know, we got our fans watching.
And Kobe wanted to, you know, his aspirations for this school year is to play football.
What position?
Wide out.
Taking after his father.
Mm-hmm.
In their mural, Ray John and his father, Reggie Barnhill, shoot hoops.
He said, if I was home, this is what he would want to do. He want to be playing basketball with me, him, and his brothers. I'm clapping my hand over there just, you know, just being with my children. And we just, that was our special day, if I was home.
Barnhill doesn't know when he'll be home, but Kobe believes his dad will be out soon and says he's already learned a lot from him at camp.
A better sense of responsibility, saying I'm sorry, being the bigger man, I think that's what he's taught me the most. You know, when we get out, when he gets out, you know, I'll expect the relationship to stay there.
Carlos Goodall says Camp Hope is great, but putting in the time with his son Kobe on the outside is when being a father will really count. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.